بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, think about this. If I or anybody asked you to introduce yourself, what will you say? How will you introduce yourself? If you are a doctor, you will say, I am a doctor. If you are an engineer, you will say, I am an engineer. If you are a teacher, you will say, I am a teacher, and so on and so forth. So we have been conditioned to introducing ourselves based on our commercial profession. I want you to think about an alternative to that. If you were to introduce yourself based on your primary responsibility instead of your commercial profession, your primary responsibility. For example, if you are a parent, your primary responsibility is the tarbiyah of your children. There is nothing that takes precedence over that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable for whether you did the tarbiyah of your children or not, and whether you did it right or not. So if you introduce yourself and say, I am a parent, now how would that change your life? How would that change your perspective on life? How would that change your focus? Do this, think about this and say, if you are married and you say, introduce yourself, you say, I am a wife. I am a husband, I am a son, I am a daughter. How about as Muslims, if we introduce ourselves and say, I am Abdullah, I am Amatullah, I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, that doesn't change the fact that I am a doctor, it does not change the fact that you are a teacher, it doesn't change the fact that you are an engineer, and so on and so forth. But what it does is it gives us some food for thought with regard to what is our primary responsibility, what is my primary responsibility. And as I told you, the definition of primary responsibility is that about which I will be questioned. Take your the same professional introductions which we normally give and which we have been conditioned to giving. If I say I am a doctor, I might also be driving to work. So technically speaking, when I am driving to work, I am a driver of my car, right? I may, on the weekends, I may wash my own car. You know, I might like to do that. Instead of going through a drive-through car washing service, I might say, well, you know, I like to wash my own car. So at that point in time, I'm a cleaner. I'm a cleaner of the car. I'm not discounting any profession. I'm not, you know, denigrating it. I'm just saying that if I want to define myself, I might like gardening, so I might say, well, I'm a gardener. I might give people a lot of advice about gardening, for example. I might be highly knowledgeable about gardening. In my society, I might be, people might come to me asking help for how to grow their own gardens and so on and so forth. But when I introduce myself, I say, I am a doctor. So it means that I am judging myself. My success in life is not by the beauty of my garden, but by what I do in hospital when I go there. My success in life is not about how I drive my car or whether my car is clean in or not, but it's by what I do in the hospital. See how the primacy of responsibility changes the focus. If I said I'm a driver, then I would be focusing on my driving, and I would become the best driver known to the history of mankind, because I would be focusing on that, and I must drive beautifully because this is my primary responsibility. So I remind myself and you, let us think about this and say, what is my primary responsibility? Now, as far as Muslims are concerned, as far as we as Muslims are concerned, the number one primary responsibility is that of being Abdullah or Amatullah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said, we have not created you for anything other than our worship. And this worship in the meaning of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So worship as in terms of, as in the form of the ritual worship, starting with salah and everything else. And worship as in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in everything I do. And then I take this, and then I look at my role in life, and then I say, well, I'm a parent, then what is my primary responsibility is the upbringing and tarbiyah of my children. And in that, I must please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say, I'm a doctor. What must I do? My primary responsibility is in the context of that way of introducing myself, is to do my job as a physician, as a surgeon, to the best of my ability, with the sole intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is the fundamental responsibility. The primary fundamental responsibility. I am saying this because this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu taught his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to introduce himself to the world. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my way, this is my profession, this is what I do, this is my primary responsibility. أَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with basira, with wisdom, with proof, with evidence. And then the beauty of this is Allah honored us by asking His Nabi to say, أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, I do this and those who make my ittiba do this. Remember, he did not say atiuni, he said wattabani, manittabani. He did not say those who obey me, he said those who do my ittiba, because ittiba, emulation and imitation, is a step ahead of obedience. Obedience requires an instruction, but emulation is the evidence or the proof of love, is the manifestation of love. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, I do this work and those who love me do this work. And what is that work? To invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it goes without saying that you cannot be inviting towards something that you are not practicing yourself. So inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that I therefore invite others also to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I invite by my own action. I invite by my own example. And of course, I invite by speaking about this and so on and so forth. So primary responsibility is extremely important for us to be clear in our minds, to be fulfilling that primary responsibility. And as I try to explain to you, the fundamental responsibility is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in different roles in our life, the primary responsibility is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that particular role at that particular time. So when I'm driving my car to the hospital, I'm a driver first. That is my primary responsibility, which is to drive my car in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though I'm going to the hospital, even though I'm a doctor, even though I'm going to the hospital, and once I'm in the hospital and I park my car, I'm not going to be concerned about the car, I'm going to be concerned about something else. But right now, when I'm driving my car, my primary responsibility is what? To drive in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. And what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu? That I drive with consideration, that I drive in a law-abiding manner, that I drive without breaking any rules, without causing any harm or potential harm to anyone who is with me in the car or who is on the road. This is the primary responsibility of every driver. Imagine what kind of driving we would have, what kind of road we would have, if people paid attention to their primary responsibility at this time, doing something with complete awareness, with a complete sense of oneness with that thing which they are doing. The same thing applies to parenting, for example. My primary responsibility is parenting. And when I am with my children, first of all, I need to create the time to be with my children. And then when I am with my children, my fundamental focus is that I must raise these children in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Now, automatically, the benefit of that, if I am driving in a beautiful way, the benefit of that is I see the smiles around me, I have a good reputation, I have a reputation of being a good driver, people are good to me because I am good to them. If I am doing my job in the hospital in the best possible way as a medical professional, then I get the positive vibes from whoever I am interacting with. But, and that's the perk, that's the fringe benefit that I get. But that's not the reason I'm doing it. The reason I'm doing it is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, if I'm raising my children to be law-abiding citizens, to be kind and compassionate, to be considerate of others, to go out of their way to help others, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in everything they do, to be conscious of their primary duty, which is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I raise my children like this, I am fulfilling my primary responsibility, which is to raise these children. I'm doing that in a way which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fringe benefit is that I have some beautiful children who will be a source of happiness for me in this world, and who will be the means of sadaqatu jariya, of ongoing goodness for me after I'm gone. Remember, my brothers and sisters, I always ask this question. How many of you woke up this morning and in the previous night in tahajjud you had prayed for your parents, you had prayed for your grandparents? How many of you prayed today? As you listen to this Fajr reminder, think about this. Did you pray for the forgiveness of your parents and your grandparents today in tahajjud? And if you did not do that, who do you think is going to pray for you when you are gone? Right? So think about that. When we are saying raise children to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raise children to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the great favor that you are doing to yourself, which is that inshallah you will raise children who will pray for you and who will pray for your forgiveness long after you're gone, and they will do that throughout their lives. And if you teach them to do that for their parents and their grandparents, then at least for two generations, people will remember you. Wallahu alam. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants and gives, even if somebody doesn't ask. But the question of primary responsibility, what is the primary responsibility? So I remind myself and you, let us focus on that throughout our lives, in whatever we are doing. What is my primary responsibility here and now? And then try to fulfill that in the way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.